Dr. Pinsky, dictating a mail. I am Ian John Serbo, CERBO. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Serbo as described in the reports above. Pity is now a 70-year-old male who again recounts he injured his left hand at work on 9/3/16 and then his left thumb on 1/8/17. Pity did go on to have carpal tunnel surgery. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. However, since last seen here, he did have various diagnostics and treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Serbo received an order approving settlement on $825.20 in the amount of 30% of the left hand with a credit for 10% pre-existing. Period. Relative to the second claim, the case settled for 22.5% of the left thumb with credit for 15%, also on $825.20. Period. The petitioner reopened these matters. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he had been seen by Dr. Gaffney on 10/24/12. Period. On 10/4/19, he was seen by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, who offered an increase in his estimate of permanency. Period. Medical records show on 3/8/22, he was evaluated by Dr. Kang, K-A-N-G, out of Maryland, to which the petitioner relocated. Period. He noted an electrodiagnostic study from Dr. David on 5/5/22. Here there was left median sensory demyelination consistent with mild left carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. The patient was very symptomatic, even with just supinating the wrist. Here there was also mild left ulnar sensory neuropathy. Period. There was marginal improvement of the left median neuropathy as compared to the study of 4/2/19. Appeared his left median sensory nerve is worse at 4.8 milliseconds and now is at 5.6 milliseconds. Appeared his left median motor is better. Appeared it was 4.3 milliseconds and now 4.0 milliseconds. Appeared to the left ulnar sensory neuropathy is worse but cannot be localized. Period previously was 2.9 milliseconds and now is 5.7 milliseconds. Period Dr. Kang diagnosed left carpal tunnel syndrome that was recurrent after carpal tunnel release on 6/11/19 along with FDS tenolysis times 4. Period. The carpal tunnel was then injected with corticosteroid preparation. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kang through 8/15/22. Period. He noted a previous MRI on 1/5/17 demonstrated, quote, non-visualization of the volar plate of the left first MCP joint, which could be blurred, secondary to motion artifact. Period, however, this could also be secondary to a volar plate tear, period, correlate with physical exam findings, period, end quote. Dr. Kang added diagnoses of unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left first carpal metacarpal joint, and left thumb CMC joint arthrosis unrelated to work injuries. Period. He was advised to use Voltaren gel as well as Tylenol arthritis. And then return in 4 weeks. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had his left wrist brace with him. Period. He states he was a passenger in a vehicle that drove four hours from Maryland for the evaluation. Pretty safe. He wears the splint in the evening. Period. Extremities upper, inspection reveal prominence of the left AC joint as well as the CMC joint. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was limited in 160 degrees of abduction and flexion, with crepitus but no tenderness, period. Motion of the left shoulder was full with crepitus but no tenderness, period. There was full range of motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He was tender to palpation at the left acromioclavicular joint, but there was none on the right. Period. Manual muscle test was 5-5 for resistant left hand grasp and pinch grip, but was 5-5 on the right. Period. Left thumb interphalangeal flexion was to 70 degrees passively. Period. Passively, he was able to make a full fist. Period. However, the left index and long fingers had generally decreased range of motion. Period. He was unable to make a fist actively with these digits. Period. Left small finger PIP extension had a lag of 25 degrees. Period. Hands with elbows. He had a positive Tenel sign at the left wrist, which was negative on the right. Spine cervical. He had a forward held posture, but no apparent scars. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. John Cerber alleges to have injured his left hand at work on 9/3/16 and left thumb on 1/8/17. Period. Insert what is marked from a most recent report, followed by since last evaluated here, he received increasing orders approving settlements. Period. He has reopened his claim on more than one occasion. Period. He participated in occupational therapy from 6/28/19 through 7/30/19. He also was examined by Dr. Maliga. Period. He then came into the care of an orthopedic specialist named Dr. Kang in Maryland. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the left wrist. Period. He advised Mr. Cerber to use over-the-counter medications. Period. He did have an EMG on 5/5/22 that actually showed worsening compared to earlier studies. Period. This does not correlate with his already undergoing surgery. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be the same as marked in my prior report. And that is the end.